Greetings and welcome. It's February 20th, Tuesday, the first week of Lent. Our thoughts turned first to the words of St. Therese the Little Flower, who said, "Miss no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice. Here by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right, and doing it all for love." St. Teresa's little way of spiritual childhood, a way of trust and self-surrender, is as simple as it is profound. The story of a soul, the autobiography of St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, helps us to understand her little way and apply it in our lives. It's a message that continues to resonate in the hearts of millions. Throughout Lent, people across the United States will participate in the CRS Catholic Relief Services Rice Bowl. Let's reflect now on the gospel. It is you who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke chapter 22, verses 28 to 30. Each gospel is the author's portrait of Jesus. Each is true, but each looks from a different angle as portraits do, and the emphasis is different. Just as portraits of the same person may vary from artist to artist. Consider today's text. In Matthew and Mark's account of this conversation, Jesus chides his disciples that they will soon abandon him. But Luke has Jesus affirm them, "You have stood by me in my trials, but in a few hours they will scatter." Ever notice how some people do that so well? Try to see the good side of everyone? Like grandparents with their grandchildren. That's a side of Jesus that Luke wants me to know. People will pass through my life today. I could go out of my way to give them affirmation. Sort of a form of giving alms. Not a bad idea for Lent. Not too hard either. But before I do that, I can take some minutes right now to picture Jesus affirming me. I do have my good points. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.